After 2 weeks and two victories on the road, Chi High finally returned home to Duray, looking to keep their momentum going against the conference co-leaders, the Hudson Raiders.
Welcome into the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Your 3-4 Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the 6-1 Hudson Raiders. Jalen Smith and Ian Kestner split out to the right, twin receivers to the left as well. Pistol look on 3rd and 11. Weiler back to pass for the first time. Pumps, floats it out right side. Smith is wide open. Coming back for the ball and makes the catch. First down, Cards. Adair back to pass. Heavy pressure coming. Colin Clary breathing down Adair's neck. Clary runs him down and pulls him down. Oh, what great catch-up speed for Colin Clary. Trips to the right. Weiler with a single tailback takes a shoulder-high snap. Rainbows deep down the right sideline looking for Kestner. Kestner goes up and makes a contested catch. Oh, my goodness. Ian Kestner high-pointing the ball at midfield. Clock has been reset to 1:14.
Now Kestner's got the man-to-man coverage down at the bottom, and Weiler, they're looking that way.
Looking for Kestner again. Kestner outruns his defender. Over the shoulder catch! Into the end zone! Touchdown! A 42-yard strike for 6! Weiler to Kestner, and the Cards are on the board!
And in motion, Cooper Adair rolling left side. Being pursued, Adair hit, and he is pulled down! Drew Musser! Weiler flushed out again, looking to his left. Throwing left, heaves it up in the air, going high, making the catch. Talon Schiltz high points the ball at the 40-yard line. So now 3rd and 13, the Raiders. Low snap, Adair back to pass. Has a clean pocket, now he's dragged down and sacked way back at the 40-yard line. Oh my goodness, Colin Clary was in the area.
That was Colin Clary and
Swope.
And number 94.
Clary and Swope swoop in. And a huge turn of events for the Chi High defense. Chi High in wildcat formation. Direct snap to Colin Clary. Clary going to have to turn the corner. 40, 45-yard line. He's got the first down. Oh, my goodness. Colin Clary on fourth down. The Cards with a little trickeration. And Clary moves the chains. What a huge play for the senior. Clary, left side, following his blocking. Dart into the end zone. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls. 21-13, Colin Clary.
Great job by the middle of that offensive line, the center and the two guards making a wedge.
The Wildcat again. Going left side, Colin Clary skips to the end zone. Two-point conversion, good. It's 21-15. On the return, Talon Schiltz picks it up. It's Schiltz at the 30, the 35, the 40. Talon Schiltz, 45, 50, down the sideline. Talon Schiltz in a foot race and they'll pull him down inside the 30. Oh, my goodness, Talon Schiltz. As always, beautiful Friday nights underneath the lights. But as we hit triple zeros here in Chippewa Falls, your final score, the Hudson Raiders 28, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 15.
A hard-fought loss, but a loss all the same. And for the Chippewa Falls Cardinals, for a chance to possibly punch their ticket to the playoffs, they'll need to become road warriors once again, this time heading to Menominee to take on the Mustangs. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolay Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Now with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's your WOGO Sports Team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Don and Nona Williams Stadium on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Stout in Menominee, Wisconsin. It's Big Rivers Conference football tonight. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the Menominee Mustangs, one of the oldest rivalries in the state. According to Brandon Berg of the Chippewa Herald, this is the 110th meeting dating back to 1895 that these two teams have tangled each season. And now it is the regular season finale and a chance for the Chi-High Cardinals to punch their ticket into the postseason with a win tonight and getting a little help from elsewhere in the state. Caleb Swenson along with Alan Dunham, Mike Thompson, athletic director at Chippewa Falls Senior High School, will be roaming the sidelines for us tonight. Dave Check, I'm sure, will be with us in spirit and probably doing a lot of math and prognostications at home. Sam Averly is our on-site video producer, and Colin Nichols at the WOGO home base in Halley is our audio producer tonight. And obviously, the stakes are high, Alan Dunham, as we look at this game for Chi-High.
It's always an exciting game, and I was thinking about the weather, how nice the weather's been all year. Like, I don't think they've had a cold weather game. Coming here, it feels muggy. It feels more like a September game than it does mid-October, but nonetheless, very exciting game. It's always a big rivalry, as you said, against Menominee. A game you always circle and find out, hey, where's this game in the schedule? Because I always want to beat these guys, and now it's a little extra juice having playoff implications.
Last week, of course, a long regular season losing streak to Menominee was snapped by Chi-High, 35-7. They dominated that game, plus 300 in terms of offense last year, and that kind of just, again, broke the losing streak that dated back to 2009 in the regular season. So 07-08, Chi-High defeated Menominee in back-to-back years, including 2007, the last time they won here at Williams Stadium. So 18 years ago. So this year, senior class just being born then, the last time Chippewa Falls won at this stadium. Of course, in 2015, a huge playoff win in Level 3. But it's been a long, long road trying to get the upper hand in this rivalry.
Yeah, for sure. And last year, those main playmakers are graduating, so you got a new group of kids playing. And, you know, Smith was maybe one of the contributors last year, but now he's getting a chance to be one of the key, along with, the Schultz and so forth. And so looking forward to seeing what this matchup is like and what we can do against their defense, as well as if we can stand up to their power run game.
This is the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes with interviews with both coaches. We'll talk with Coach Berger of Chippewa Falls, defensive coordinator, and head coach Mike Sins of Menominee. That's ahead in 2.5 minutes. Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard-to-reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back in session, but that doesn't mean the fun has to stop. Have a spooktacular fall at Metropolis Resort with some fantastic specials, themed activities, and more. We promise there's no tricks this fall, just treats at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Visit metropolisresort.com for more information.
Metropolis Resort. Metropolisresort.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
We welcome you back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports live from beautiful Donna Nona Williams Stadium, campus UW South in Menominee, here with Coach Mike Sins of Menominee, 4-4 on the season. And Coach, obviously in terms of playoffs, but just finishing off the regular season the right way, this is an important game on both sides.
Oh, it is. It's huge. We want to, you know, we want to finish the season with confidence and playing how we're capable of playing. And we've shown that in a number of games this year. We just have to play an entire game, and our word of the week has been finish. For a number of different reasons, for games, for the season, for finishing drives, finishing, getting that last stop on defense, just a number of different things. But it's looking forward to a great game, a great rivalry.
It's very clear what both teams want to do, what you do well. I mean, it seems like controlling the trenches and the line of scrimmage, who can run the ball more effectively tonight?
Yeah, for sure. No secret there. They are very big up front. I've never seen a high school team have their smallest offensive lineman, I think it's 280 or 285, and their tight ends are huge. So it'll be an interesting matchup. Our biggest guy is 255. So we'll see, our guys are going to have low pad level and, stop the run and be able to run the ball.
Coach, the Big Rivers Conference is just such a gauntlet, and obviously it's hard to get through there unscathed. You guys have a lot of guys banged up, have missed games. What have you been proud of from your team and having a next man up mentality when things haven't gone as planned with injuries?
Our guys have been incredible attitude wise, effort, just all that. I mean, it's been a great group to coach. I don't even know what the number is now, 18 or 19 guys out just in our junior and senior class. So we've had other guys step up. But like I said, our word of the week has been finished, and we want to be able to finish off a game. And we've shown flashes, but now we want to play a full four quarters.
Appreciate your time as always, Coach, and best of luck to you guys tonight and in the playoffs.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Mike Sins of Menominee back after this with Coach Berger of Chi High on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
I'm Luke Lucier.
And I'm Dana Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are honored to serve our Chippewa Falls community.
In life's hardest times, we are there for you and your family. No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we know that every life is unique,
which is why we create a personalized service to honor their legacy.
compassion, and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Learn more at PetersonVolker.com.
That's PetersonVolker.com.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show live from Williams Stadium in Menominee. Regular season finale for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals here with head coach Chuck Rakovich usually, but now here with defensive coach Chad Berger. And coach, obviously defense, name of the game when it comes to stopping the run against Menominee.
Absolutely. They're, you know, you look at film, they're a 90% run team. So that's what we're gearing up for tonight. They've had some injuries. Their quarterback got hurt against Hudson early in the season. So they've had a makeshift deal with that. They've always had a strong line. So we're gearing up for the run tonight and hoping we can shut them down and force them to pass. That's our game plan. Pretty simple.
At this point of the season, I mean, early on we were saying, hey, there's a lot of guys who haven't played a lot of varsity snaps. Now at this point, you can't give that excuse for anybody anymore. It's time to just man up.
Absolutely. And you said it best. It's time to man up. You know, we lacked experience to start, and it hurt us. You know, guys that didn't have the varsity speed and varsity, taking that step from JV to varsity is a whole nother level. So looking at it from that standpoint early on, yep, the inexperience hurt us, but now we're experienced. We know what to do. There's no excuse. We just got to get the job done out there tonight. We got to execute our responsibilities and get the game plan done.
Obviously, things you can't control with what happens after tonight, but what you can control is you've got a rivalry game on the field and a chance to end the season with a win.
It's a playoff game. It's a playoff game for us. So what better way to prep for the playoffs than you said, control the controllables. We can control how we play on this field tonight. We can control how we execute our responsibilities. And ultimately, you know, if we want to get in the playoffs, we control our destiny with a win. If we don't get a win, then we've eliminated ourselves. So it's a true playoff game tonight for us tonight, and we got to treat it as such.
Coach, we appreciate your time. It's been a while since Chi High's gotten a win on this field, but hopefully tonight's the night.
I'm hoping so, too. Thank you, Caleb.
That's Coach Chad Berger of Chi High back after this with more of the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Show here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Chi High, and Menominee regular season finale. Both coming off a loss, Chi High fell to conference leader Hudson 28-15, co-conference leader River Falls, again Rice Lake in there as well, 2-2 with just one loss in the conference, but River Falls was the one who handed Menominee their fourth defeat of the season, 42-14 here on the road at River Falls last week. Couple stats to make you aware of, 22.6 points per game scored offensively for Chi High, 26.8 offensively for Menominee. Chi High is giving up just under 25 points per game and just under 24 points per game for the Menominee Mustangs. It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. On paper, both of these teams seem fairly evenly matched. Allen Dunham and, again, they both run the ball effectively. That's no secret. Who's going to win the battle in the trenches? And turnovers obviously are going to be a big, big deal tonight.
Yeah, you think about that game last week. We only gave up one turnover, such a key right in the red zone. Really flipped the game. And we never recovered from it, honestly, even though we played pretty evenly with them after that. So I think that's key here, is not to get to behind. Don't make it a game where you're, you know, having to make a comeback against them. But strike first. Don't turn the ball over. Keep everything in front of you on defense, and I think we're going to come out with a win tonight.
Your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find our friend Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We're back in 3 minutes with kickoff on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
My name is Carrie Kalm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kalm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kalm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kalm Law Firm.
Royal Credit Union's 4.00% APY 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Are you saving for college, wedding, retirement, or a large purchase? Reach your savings goals faster and open a 4.00% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 9/29/25. Insured by NCUA.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Concluding the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports, Caleb Swenson, Allen Dunham with you, along with Chippewa Falls Senior High School Athletic Director Mike Thompson, roaming the sidelines tonight, your WOGO Sports broadcast team for this regular season finale, Chippewa Falls on the road at Menominee. Sam Averly, our on-site video producer, our audio producer back at the home base in Hallie for WOGO Radio. Great to have you with us. Chi High and Menominee squaring off for, again, what we'll tell you from Brandenburg's research, the 110th time of rivalry dating back to 1895. Menominee in the maroon uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the gold and white trim. Maroon helmets with the gold face masks. Chi High resplendent in their traveling white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the
black numerals, red trim, slash a red stripe on the sides of the pants, and the matte black helmets with the ruby red CF insignia on the side. We go down to the sideline with Athletic Director Mike Thompson. And Mike, this is one that Coach Rakevich and his team, they know they need to have for the postseason, but also just for this rivalry's sake. You want to make sure, no matter what happens tonight, that you end your season on a win in the regular season finale.
Yeah, no doubt. This is an easy game to get up for. There's a lot of history here. Both teams are chomping at the bit, and I think Coach Berger said it in the pregame that it's basically a playoff game for both teams, and let's treat it like that, and hopefully the atmosphere gives us that tonight.
2007, 18 years ago, was the last time Chi-High won here at Williams Stadium. That was a 14-13 win, back-to-back conference championships for Chi-High.
And
back-to-back wins over Menominee, then a long drought in the regular season.
We
had a postseason win in 2015, but in the regular season it wasn't until last year, 2024, that they were able to get the better of Menominee.
35-7
at the break.
Jake Rue.
Menominee has it on the tee. Jake Rue,
number
a senior.
One, Smith.
Will be kicking it off. Smith and Schiltz. Deep to receive. Talon Schiltz. Gavin Schiltz is out tonight. Rue, the run-up and the kick is short. Popped up and fielded at the 30-yard line. And that was Zenner.
Ball is
fair. Calls for a fair catch. Good starting field position for the Cards.
Yeah, a little surprised that he called for the fair catch so quickly, being a fullback as he is. There were some yards there to gain, but whatever case, he wanted to make sure of the catch and get started on offense.
So Evan Weiler, the senior for Chi-High, will lead out the Cards on the near hash here at Williams Stadium in Menominee. Weiler from the gun. Going to call his own number. Excuse me, that was Colin Clary. Turns out the game in the Wildcat. And Clary cut down behind the line for Boston. Maybe
Army.
Yeah, really interesting. Chi-High came out in a power formation. That was a Menominee formation that you'll see a lot of the night, I expect. And I say Colin Clary taking the snap and the run, but Menominee had great penetration.
Loss of one.
Second and 11. Chippewa Falls. Ball now right between the hashes. Their own 29-yard line, back to the double wing, double tight formation. Flip to Banky. Banky, a good catch on that toss play. It gets maybe 3 yards. Give him four up to the 33-yard line, depending on the spot. Third and long for Chippewa Falls.
Brings up a third and seven.
About a minute gone by here in the opening quarter.
You know, last week was a little bit of a frustration with getting the calls in and getting the plays going on time, and they're already kind of deep into the clock here. Third play on offense.
Third and six. Two tight ends, two wing backs, and a fullback behind Weiler. Toss to Jalen Smith. Smith puts his foot in the ground, straight ahead past the 40-yard line and up to the 42 for a first down.
Really well blocked. A little inside run on the left side. He was able to find a crease and good acceleration by Smith. He doesn't need a lot of room. He's very, very quick inside the tackles. And nice run for a first down.
We got our Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Remember, you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford. Cardinals spreading them out a little bit. Single receivers left and right. Pistol formation now for Weiler. Sending a man in motion, give right up the middle. That's Banky. Banky runs into a wall on the left side of the line. He might get a yard, and that's about it. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Mike Thompson, what are you seeing in the trenches so far?
Well, so far it looks like we're going on first sound to try to get a head start on Menominee's defensive linemen. The plays that we're blocking well are good plays for us. We just haven't blocked extremely well to start.
Cards have a second and about nine to go from their own 42-yard line. Double wing, double tight formation. Flip to Jalen Smith off the left side. Smith finding a little bit of a crease. It closes very quickly at the 45-yard line.
They'll
get a few. Another third and long here for the Cards to convert.
Yeah, you called it well. It looked like there was definitely room well blocked initially, and then Menominee's able to get off their blocks and penetrate well to close it up in a hurry.
Jalen Smith averages 6.3 yards per carry. Last week was the first time Chi-High really struggled to run the ball, about 2.8 yards per carry against Hudson. Other than that, they've run the ball against pretty much everyone they've faced, win or lose, throughout this season.
Just man-to-man coverage on Smith.
Single receivers left and right, man in motion left to right. Back to pass is Weiler. Weiler going deep, and Smith held up a little bit. They'll say incidental contact at the 40-yard line, and punting time for Chippewa Falls.
That formation, I think, will give us man-to-man coverage on the outside. We'll probably come back to that with Jalen and Ian.
Ian Chesner, of course, had a breakout game, the sophomore. Couple 40-plus yard catches and a touchdown last week. Chi-High passed for 166 yards, a season high against Hudson. Clary, all-conference punter, has one partially blocked. He's going to get a little bit of a Chi-High hop and roll down inside the 40-yard line down to the 37. But Menominee pumped up with that as they'll get good starting field position.
Yeah, that's a good special teams win for Menominee. You give up just one first down to get a stop, and then the partial block is set, and it really makes a difference in field position where they'll be starting out near their 36-yard line.
The technicians at your locally owned Kurth Heating and Cooling are the experts when it comes to keeping your home comfortable all throughout the year. Employee-owned Kurth Heating and Cooling. Menominee comes out in that power formation. And an early whistle. Aaron Howard is their junior quarterback, 6 foot, 180 pounds. Starting quarterback, their senior was injured early on. Menominee's going to back themselves up 5 yards here. Taylor Mars was the senior quarterback, threw 13 passes, one touchdown, two interceptions before being knocked out, unfortunately, of his senior season due to injury. Howard on the year has passed just 34 times, 212 yards, one touchdown, three picks. Still the power eye formation. Give off the left side. Quickly into the gap to close it is Hediger.
Brenner Stahl is the ball carrier.
Yeah, Hediger did a nice job coming up from the safety position to get a shoulder to the running back and bring him down.
Menominee is at their best when they can run some play action, so I'd expect that here with some long yardage.
Gain of three for Renner Stahl. He's a senior, 5'11", 170 pounds. And Coach Mike Sins may have heard in our Cardinal Countdown pregame show that they have 18 to 19 among their juniors and seniors who've been injured and not available tonight. Now they will go play action, run right side, and a big gap down the sideline. And Menominee inside the 40 down to about the 36. See who that was on the catch on the far side.
Pass complete.
Number zero.
Down the field. Stopped by
Max
number
Erickson.
Zero.
Boy, there was no one out in the flat to cover him, and Jalen Smith missed the first tackle attempt. It's a nice play from Menominee.
So the first big play of the game goes to the Mustangs. They're in their home field. 7.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Still no score. Single receiver left. Now a receiver in the slot. Single receiver to the right as well. Quarterback keeper off right guard inside the 35-yard line down to about the 32.
Aaron Howard keeps the ball.
Aaron Howard adding a little bit of that dynamic with his running ability. Again, Menominee typically keeps it on the ground.
Stop by number 44.
Howard has carried the ball 24 times, just a 1.7-yard per carry average. Looked pretty good getting five there. Second and five for Menominee. Under 7 minutes to go here. First quarter, still no score. Williams Stadium. Mustangs on the march. Twin receivers left and right. Howard, jet sweep, right side, big crease inside the 30, inside the 25-yard line, and a first down for the Mustangs at the 23.
Yeah, as you said, a toss play to the right side, and not great pursuit for Chippewa. They were able to seal the edge and get to the outside. They've got four down linemen. They're covering up the guard and the tackles, leaving the center open.
Four wide again. Twins left and right. First and 10 inside the 25-yard line from Menominee. Howard, jet sweep give this time. Zenner looked to be in the area very quickly. Gain of maybe a couple. And that was
Lugo, the ball carrier, stopped by number 13.
Yeah, Carlon and Zenner, good job getting pursuit and getting out there quickly.
Ryan Zenner trusted his key on that play. He was right out sniffing that out pretty quick.
Zenner has been averaging over 10 tackles per game, leads the team with 82 total tackles, 4.5 tackles for loss. Quite the sophomore season. Clapping for the ball is Howard. Howard back to pass, immediate heavy pressure, throws over the middle, big hit right at the 21-yard line. No gain on the play. Meixel with the catch. Charlie Meixel, 6 foot, 180 pounds, senior receiver. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union RCU accounts. Come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA.
Yeah, Brick Charette with the tackle there immediately after the ball was caught.
Shred, another one that's been notable throughout this season. Jet sweep, give right side. Good blocking for Menominee inside the 20-yard line. Down to the 15 is Jake Rue, the senior.
Jake Rue
comes within 3 yards of a first down.
Drew Musser did a really good job of holding the edge on that play, fighting off a block and forcing him back inside.
But Drew Musser really has come on the second half of the year and is playing so well in such a key position in this defense.
Substitutions for Menominee. Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. Free consultations, EauClaireLASIK.com. It's EauClaireLASIK.com. Big fourth down, 4th and 2 for Menominee. Power eye formation, give to the fullback. Pitch right side, and Menominee had me fooled and the Chippewa defense fooled just enough to get the first down. Byar Renner Stahl, the senior.
Tackled by Smith.
Yeah, you talk about trusting your keys. That's what's so important. You got all the momentum going forward. Like it's going to be a fullback dive. Then they pitch it outside. And if you're not, whoever's got outside responsibility, if they're looking anything inside, take a false step. That's all that tailback needs to get to the edge.
Again, the power eye formation for Menominee. Now a 1st and 10 inside the 15-yard line. Howard this time does give it to the fullback, and the Cardinals up to the task. Down to about the 10-yard line.
Pember, the ball carrier.
That was Pember. Luke Pember, 6 foot, 190 pounds, senior, listed as a linebacker, but he's carried the ball about 5 times per game for the Mustangs.
Well, they have a nice drive going here. 3 first downs, and now inside the 10-yard line.
Correct myself, about 8 carries per game on average for Luke Pember. His first tonight, by my reckoning. Power eye formation behind Howard, the junior. Toss play left side. Chai High strings it out, turning the corner at the 10-yard line. Roped down inside the 10.
Number 5,
Owen Munson on the stop.
Owen Munson's another one that the second half of the year he's kind of figured out the lanes that he's got to run from that secondary position. He's got quite a few tackles on the year from that safety spot.
Yeah, it's just absolutely huge to have a safety who's active and come up and support the run.
A 3rd and 4 for Menominee from the 7-yard line of Chai High. Still no score, under 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Flip left side, inside the 5-yard line, hit right at the 5. That was Colin Clary along with Zenner.
Yeah, that was Noah King playing deep tackle, came up and really bubbled that out, forced it outside, and gave a little bit more time for the linebackers to come into the play.
Erickson was on the carry that time, listed at 6'2", 225. Not easy to bring down. It is another big fourth down. Was a 4th and 2 that the Mustangs converted. Now a 4th and 3.
I'm surprised 5 is going out at Stahl kid. He's kind of their guy on 4th down.
They'll spread it out. Howard with 4 wide, twins left and right on 4th and 3 from the 5-yard line, and they got Chai High to jump.
No.
That's a little gamesmanship there. They all jumped up quickly and flipped their head to the sideline. Unfortunately, they got us to jump off, but that is gamesmanship right there.
So the Mustangs, another 4th down conversion here, it would appear. The officials are conferring briefly.
Yeah, because that is simulating a play. I think the referees have a little bit of deference there to make a call on the offense.
Yeah, it's intentional. It's at the same time as the clap. That's the only reason you're running that. They probably didn't even have a play called. Yep,
and they're calling it against Menominee.
Nice.
So the officials get together.
I think that's a good call. The way that play was designed with the clap and having them move orchestrated like that, that's 100% totally trying to get you to jump off sides.
Well, Tom Landry, Dallas Cowboys used to do that.
Coach Sins getting an explanation here from the officiating crew. Now instead of 4th and 3, it's 4th and 8. And so again, that spread look, you're saying no intention of running the play. Now you wonder if they are going to go spread on a 4th and 8 from back of the 10-yard line. Nope. What do I know?
I'd expect that play action again.
With 3 men in the backfield. Now they will split out. Single receivers left and right. Couple H-backs on either side as well. Toss play right side. It's going to be a pass from Meixel. He's got a man wide open in the end zone, and he overshoots him. Oh, my goodness. Meixel had a man wide open running toward the corner pylon. And Chai High catches a break.
Stop's a stop, guys. It's a stop. We'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a pitch. And when that pitch man does not break the line of scrimmage or he does not get upfield, you can tell it's going to be a pass. And he flattened out. And as you said, receiver is open. But that's why you don't have the non-quarterback throwing the ball much.
We'll look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. No score between Chi-High and Menominee. Each team has had a possession. Minute 47 to go in the opening quarter. Chi-High 1st and 10. Talon Schiltz gets the toss left side. He's following his blocking. Schiltz turning the corner. The 15, the 20 flag is down. Schiltz has a first down for the moment across the 25-yard line, up close to the 29. That Schultz flag, though, in a dangerous Pepper area when it comes to holding, and it is coming back.
Holding against the Cardinals.
Look like one of our guys on the perimeter out in space, trying to keep their block, and must have grabbed on a little too much jersey.
So Chai High will be backed up.
Well, good news, I think we're only going to get a 5-yard penalty on this.
See where the spot of the foul was. I think they threw it from the 13-yard line, marked off from the 13. And down to the 6.5. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dane Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team and welcoming Victoria Check to the team as well. 1st and 14 for Chai High. Toss play right side, trying to break through the line is Benke. He's up to the 11-yard line. He's got a penalty yardage partially back. In fact, actually got a yard past the original line of scrimmage, so now a 2nd and 9. Next Cardinal first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Mike Thompson, your Wogo Sports broadcast team here in Menominee. No score. Minute to play in the opening quarter. Talon Schiltz, another carry. This time he is spun down right as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Looked like Luke Pember, the linebacker, first of the ball.
Yeah, good job by Menominee's defense to really, you know, jam everything up because our pullers did not able to get through, and so that jammed everything up and left no place for the running back to go.
Lighter package coming in now for Chai High, facing a 3rd and long. Got a couple 3rd and longs on their opening drive, converted one, not the second, though.
Expect man coverage here from Menominee, so if we can get somebody that can be a man beater, we can get something.
Kessner right side, trips to the left. 3rd and 8. Weiler back to pass, looking left the whole time, and he's looking for Smith, and Smith runs into a Menominee defender. No flag forthcoming.
Oh, wow. The defensive back had no idea where the football is and or was. And
Smith had to try to go through him just to get to the ball.
Ran right into the path of the wide receiver. Okay.
So 4th and 8, and Chai High will be punting again, partially blocked on the first punts from Colin Clary. He's averaging over 40 yards per boot. Standing at his own 1-yard line. Heavy pressure again. Clary gets this one off. Calling for a fair catch and pulling it in at the Chai High 47-yard line is Jake Rue. A better starting field position on the change for the Mustangs. They'll actually start at the 46 of Chai High with 12 seconds to play in their quarter. Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. You can learn more at petersonvolker.com. That's petersonvolker.com.
That was a good ball by Weiler. Would have dropped right in the basket, you know, for Smith, but defender got in the way and the ball falls to the ground.
Possibly just one play left here in the quarter, depending on what Menominee elects to do. They'll bring everyone in for a power eye formation on first and 10, already in plus territory. Flip right side, turning the corner at the 40-yard line, dragged down after a gain of about seven is Renner Stahl, and that should end the opening quarter. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Springs.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get two for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. That's White City Glass. White City Glass,
proud sponsor Chi High
Athletics on WOGO Sports for over three decades. White City Glass. Second and three after the gain of seven from Stahl. Menominee again, the power eye formation give to the fullback, plunging into the right side of the line inside the 35, down to about the 32. That's Luke Kember.
32-yard line.
That's going to move the sticks again.
Stopped by.
We talked with Coach Berger before the game, and again, stopping the run, being able to establish run offensively, but stopping the run defensively. That's a tall order against Menominee, but it's what you have to do. Howard, again, the give to his fullback inside the 30-yard line and pushing all the way down to the 28. Didn't look like much.
Yeah.
Gain of about four.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Trenches is huge. Menominee would love to just keep running that football. And so if you're not able to stand that push by the offensive line, you're going to be in for a long night.
A matchup to pay attention to. We just ran in Noah King, Carson Parker, and the Swope brothers with some more beef in the middle, which tells me Menominee's going to have to try to get some stuff on the edge here.
A chess match between the coaches, second and six for Menominee. They will flip one to the edge. Chi High strings it out well in a big collision back outside the 25-yard line.
Owen Hediger played that really well again, setting the edge, kind of like Umas did last time. And, of course, Ryan Zenner coming in, good pursuit.
Makes a big difference when the linemen can't get downfield and get in the way of the linebackers. They can have better pursuit.
We'll call it a gain of one. So third and five coming up for Menominee. Obviously, you feel like it's two downs to get this based on where they are on the field.
I kind of think Owen King likes playing D-tack a little bit. He's very active in getting off his block and trying to take down the ball carrier.
Noah King, of course, going to University of Minnesota, Duluth.
To pass.
Howard back to pass, and he's just going to dirt the ball, and
that's
it
grounding.
Is going to be an intentional grounding call. Great rush. Was that Musser?
Musser and Swope were in there.
That was Drew Musser with an incredible pass rush.
That'd be interesting if it ends up being grounding, because I do think he had a fullback or a tight end out there.
So the officials again conferring. They've already done this once, got the call right by our estimation. We'll see here what they're going to take the flag and pick it up.
I think that's the right call. He had a, when you're getting hit as a quarterback, you can't account for a pass that's going to be right where you want it to be. So I think that's the right call.
So again, the officials getting it right. Menominee, instead of fourth and a mile, will now have a fourth and five. Hunter Stahl is going to sub back in. And Aaron Howard, the junior, is under center. They converted one fourth down, had an incomplete pass on their second attempt that stalled their first drive deep in the red zone. No score, 10-11 to go before halftime. Power I formation. Howard back to pass. He's rolling out to his right. Heavy pursuit. Howard being chased from behind, and he's sacked back in the 30-yard
line. Noah King.
That's King.
What a play.
Noah King, king of both sides of the ball in the trenches.
I tell you what, he came from the left side of the formation all the way across. The quarterback was rolling out to the right. Great pursuit by him. Dove at his legs, was able to bring him down. Beautiful stop by Chi High defense.
I know King wants to celebrate, but he's got to get back out there and play offense now.
Well done by the Duluth commit. Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors has been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley for 25 years. You can call Holly at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors.
Okay, I think we got 5 yards that first series.
I'd look for some reach plays to the perimeter here for Chippewa Falls.
Two tight ends, two wingbacks, and a fullback behind Weiler. Banky out on the right side. Banky has a crease, 35, 40-yard line. Stiff arm for a first down, Tyler Banky. Chi-High's leading rusher on the season, over 620 yards and a 6.0 yard per carry average with seven touchdowns. And a hold's going to take it back.
Oh.
We're calling on Jalen on the perimeter. Pretty tic-tac, if I can say so myself.
Another tough call to start a drive for Chi-High to put it behind the sticks, and unfortunately this one's going to be more impactful based on where it is on the field. So first and 10 will become first and 20. We're at 9:57 to go in the second quarter.
First and 19.
No score. First and 19, excuse me. So that hold occurring just beyond the line of scrimmage. Cards will bring it back to the line now at the 21. Their side of midfield. Double wing, double tight behind Weiler. Banky in motion, Weiler back to pass. Weiler going left side, high attempt, and it's too high for Jalen Smith. He'll pop back up at the 33-yard line. Looked to be open for a moment. That gap closed pretty quickly by Meixel. But also the pass just a little too tall.
Yeah, you got to hit that pretty quick. He's open initially, and hopefully they can get that timing nailed down. You can give Jalen the ball, and then he can work a little bit. By the time the ball got out there, it was not only over his head, but the defense had figured it out and where they're in good coverage.
I would guess we're going to come back to that because their safety was guarding Jalen on a tough angle to guard him on an out route. So I think we'd come back to that one.
Might set up the wheel.
Yeah, hit that pass and Jalen might still be running as well. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Single receivers left and right. Kestner in motion left to right. They're going to give it to Kestner on the jet sweep. Kestner looking for a block, and he's not going to get much of one. Crossing the line of scrimmage for a gain of maybe two. Third and long for Chippewa Falls.
All right, they're bringing in some Air Force look, some receivers. Expect Mamani to go man again and expect to get a man-beater route, hopefully, out of one of our guys.
Third and 17 for Chi High. And again, that hold on first down, just so critical. Still a lot of time to go here in the second quarter. No score between Chi High and Menominee. Single receiver right, trips to the left. Tight pistol look for Evan Weiler, the senior. Weiler takes a waist-high snap. Weiler looking left. Now he's flushed out. Weiler under duress. He's going to heave it high into the air. Dangerous pass, and it is intercepted. At the 37-yard line, that one hung up. First interception of the season thrown by Weiler. And Menominee will have great starting field position looking for the game's first score.
Yeah, he was uncomfortable in the pocket, had to roll it a little bit, and then pressure came, and he just kind of chucked it up into the area.
Menominee really set his feet.
Yeah, that's right. Menominee was in a better position to catch the ball, and it basically serves as a punt. Menominee, a second time, now they're starting their drive in Chippewa territory.
So Howard will bring his team to the line. Once again, starting a drive in plus territory. Toss play right side. Big hit in the backfield, pounding forward for a couple.
Stahl carries the ball. Two balls.
Carter Johnson in on that play. Nice job.
Number five, Carter Johnson.
Good work by Johnson. Stahl is very tough to bring down. Like it should have been no gain, maybe even a short loss, and Stahl able to get a body length forward, gain a couple. In fact, they'll give him three, second and seven. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Hand off left side. Shy High closes on the defensive line. Gain of about three. Down to the 22-yard line.
The ball carrier. Up to the 32-yard line.
Colin Clary was on the tackle for Chi High.
Yeah, good job by the defensive line holding their positions, not giving up a lot of room and letting those linebackers throw to the football and make the tackle.
It'll be a third and four for Menominee. Power eye formation behind Howard. Toss play right side. Mikesell inside the 30-yard line. He's close to first down. Needed the 29.
Saw Zenner and Charette in on that tackle. It's just that the tough run in a Menominee falling forward made the difference there.
They're getting the first down.
So we'll move the chains. Needed four and got almost five. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. They sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. That's wisconsinsurplus.com. Eight-player playoff football tomorrow. McDonald hosting New Auburn at Duray. 12:35 pregame here on Wogo Sports. Quick snap for Menominee. Right into the heart of the line for three.
Absolutely nothing fancy 25. About that. It's just a fullback blast in the A-gap.
That was Luke Hepper, 6'1", 190-pounder.
Once again, we bring in some big boys, King, Parker, Swope, and Swope, and I'm guessing Menominee's going to try to hit that perimeter again.
Mikesell will come into the game. Single receiver out to the right. Howard out of the power eye. They will toss to Mikesell. Mikesell is hit at the 25-yard line. Falls forward for a couple. Down to the 23. Well stopped there by Chai High. Zenner, as usual. You can kind of just pencil in Zenner whenever there's a tackle.
Mikesell, ball carrier. Stopped by number 62,
Ryan Zenner's, this is his first time playing football in 2 years. He's had a couple bad knee injuries. It's really cool to see him not only play football, but thrive in it.
Yeah, he's having absolutely a great season.
Third and five for Menominee. Still no score. Halfway through the second quarter. Howard under center with three men in the backfield. Toss play right side. Big gap inside the 20-yard line down to the 16. Power run by Renner Stahl.
Yeah, Owen Munson made a saving tackle on that. It was a touchdown if he doesn't come up and make that play.
Menominee player is down on the field. We're going to take a 30-second break. Be back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Bitter. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Menominee sideline taking a knee as a player still down at the 15-yard line. And again, it's been a very difficult season on the injury front for the Mustangs. Now back on his feet, being helped over to the sideline. I think that's Parker Schauer.
Yeah, it is. It's a good sign to be able to at least walk off the field. Hopefully he can get back on the field.
Schauer, the senior. First and 10 after that run for Menominee. They have threatened a couple different times here tonight, but so far the Chi High defense has held. 5:35 to go before half. Menominee will receive the second half kick as well, which is something we'll start to keep an eye on here as we traverse later into the second quarter. Clock winds again. First and 10 from the 16-yard line of Chippewa Falls. Toss play right side. Following blocking inside the 10-yard line is Max Erickson. Ken Erickson listed as a defensive lineman. He has that kind of frame.
That was kind of an interesting twist on their power eye to one side, and they turned and flipped to the one of those fullbacks coming the opposite way of the fullbacks, trying to catch you on the weak side.
Yeah, and they do a good job of getting people out in front of the play and just overwhelming the defense, getting more hats in the way and giving the running back a lot of room to run.
Second and 3 after the gain of 7 from Erickson. Give to the fullback right up the middle. Stops inside the 7, maybe at the 6. Gain of about 3. Very close to a Menominee first down.
Ball carriers, stopped by runner, center, excuse me.
Well, Chai High's come up big so far with 2 stops inside the red zone, and now can we get a third one?
So it'll be 3rd and 1. Ball just outside the right hash at the 7-yard line. Clock under 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Still no score. Power eye for Menominee. Fullback off the right side down to maybe the 5-yard line. Should be enough for a first down for the Mustangs, and it'll be a 1st and goal. For Coach Mike Sins' squad. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High Athletics. Wynn Family Dentistry.
Big boys went back in. Look for our outside backers and our DBs to have to make some tackles here.
And you mentioned when the beef comes in for Chi High on the defensive front. Menominee's been looking toward the edges, but of course, when everything's packed in a little tighter here inside the 10-yard line, it becomes a little harder to get to the edge. 1st and goal from the 5. Meixel in the backfield. Toss play right side. Turning the corner at the 5, not much beyond that.
I think that was Swope out there on the edge that got initial contact.
Zenner also in the area, but yeah, Lucas Swope, it looked like the big 6'5", 235-pound sophomore. Give him a gain of 1.
Looks like they're sorting out a penalty here.
Man, what a force he's on the edge.
Oh, and it is a hold against Menominee. So that will back them up. 1st and goal still.
Menominee must like seeing something on film because they run away from that two fullback power back side. And they're trying to get you on the weak side. It's going to take a pretty great effort from a lineman or a backer to stop that.
And that'll be 1st and goal for the 14 for Menominee with 4:04 to play. Our coverage tonight is brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halligan anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. 4 wide, split evenly left and right for Howard. Jet sweep left side. There's some room turning the corner. The 10 to the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. Oliver Lugo for Menominee. The Mustangs draw first blood with 3:57 to play in the opening half.
Yeah, jet sweep action, and the Chippewa defenders could not get off a block. I don't know if there's a hold out there on the edge or not, but they're trying to get off their blocks. But good job by Menominee maintaining blocks and allowing the running back to find all the green space.
Yeah, Colin Clary's got a pretty good case for being held. His jersey's up around his neck, and he definitely got held, but that's the game.
3:57 to go here in the second quarter. 6-0 Menominee. They're going for 2. With Howard and Meixel in the backfield. And in motion right to left. Howard back to pass. Heavy pressure floats it out left side. Incomplete. 6-0 Menominee will be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot.
If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Wirzgalla installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
Got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Before halftime, 110th meeting of Menominee and Chippewa Falls, and it's the Mustangs who strike first here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Mike Thompson, Sam Aberle running the live video stream. Colin Nichols back of the Wogo home base in Halley. Another pop kick that's picked up by Zenner. This time he'll return it. Zenner across the 35-yard line. Still loose up to the 40, maybe to the 42, 43-yard line. Good return that time by Zenner.
Yeah, absolutely. He's like, okay, I'm going to take that rock. I don't get a lot of opportunities in the game. I'm going to run that baby, and he ran over a few Mustangs along the way.
That's a classic example of having Jalen Smith deep, and Menominee doesn't want anything to do with him touching the ball.
Two kick return touchdowns for Smith on
the Cardinals. First and 10.
On Twitter, Chad Holmes.
From their 43-yard line.
Falls leading Wausau West 14-7 at the end of the first. At last check, Travis Nias on Twitter saying Hudson leading Rice Lake 14-0 in those battles to see who wins the conference title.
There's Zenner.
To Zenner, and Zenner right up the middle. Feed the Beast inside the 45-yard line down to the 42.
Zenner the ball carrier. Stopped by
first
Howard.
Down carry. Howard on the stop, but not before the first entrance into plus territory for the Cards.
That's a nice place play design there with that jet action and trying to get Menominee to think outside, and Zenner with a tough run there.
That was our longest run without a penalty, so just a great way to start this drive.
Plenty of time here, 3.5 minutes for Chai High, and they'll give to Zenner, and Zenner up the middle for a couple down to the 39-yard line. Well, River Country Co-op is proud to support our community. Download the River Country Co-op app for savings. And remember to gas up at the River Country Co-op Spirit Pump on River Street in Chippewa Falls, where a percentage of every sale goes towards McDonald or Chi High Athletics. Just choose your side, the River Country Spirit Pump, River Street in Chippewa Falls. Second and 8. Banky gets the toss right side. Banky following his blocking, 35-yard line, spilled at the 33. Gain of 6 sets up a manageable third down for Chai High.
A solid blocking at the point of contact. There was a couple creases there he could have hit. Even Weiler was up there blocking the ceiling for him.
Absolutely. This is a good start, and this is the most kind of momentum we've had in a drive. And what a crucial one it would be to get a score before the half.
Third and 2. Under 2.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Double wing, double tight behind Weiler. Toss play, Jalen Smith. Puts his foot in the ground, presses forward, close to a first down, and I think he might have it by half a yard.
Absolutely.
They will move the sticks. Nice job knowing where he needed to get to and getting there, Jalen Smith. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off, and that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com. As we traverse under 2 minutes, toss play to Banky. Banky following his blocking, and he's inside the 30 down to the 25. And that was just a step away from Banky going even further.
Stopped by Bailey Casey.
I don't know, Mike, if you saw it, looked like maybe he ran into one of his own blockers, but just...
Yeah, his coaches are telling him to cut it up at that point. He keeps going a little wide.
It's there. Second and 4 after the gain of 6 from junior Tyler Banky, who's in motion. Give to Zenner. Zenner right up the middle. 20 down to the 16-yard line. Luke Zenner. Minute 26. Clock is stopped temporarily while they move the sticks.
Got a timeout.
And a timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Sky High football on WOGO Sports. Minute 26 to go before the half. Cardinals have a first and 10 from the 16-yard line of Menominee, trailing 6-0. Banky in motion, wheeling and giving to Jalen Smith is Weiler, and Smith fights his way to the 15-yard line for a gain of one. Couple timeouts left for the Cards.
You definitely need to think about the clock here. You don't have time to be running the ball. We got to take some shots in the end zone.
Cards still huddling up back near the 28-yard line. Clock at a minute five. Now the Cards hustle back to the line of scrimmage. Second and nine from the 15, trailing by six. Weiler sends Banky in motion, gives to the fullback Zenner. Zenner picking his way for a couple yards, and the Cards will take a timeout here. We'll take a 30-second break and set up a big third down when we come back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
...50 seconds remaining on the clock in the first half. Caleb Swenson, along with Alan Dunham and Mike Thompson, your WOGO Sports broadcast team. One timeout remaining for Coach Chuck Rakovich of the Cards. 50 seconds to play, third and eight. Inside the 15-yard line. Still double wing, double tight for the Cards. And in motion, that's Smith. Smith picks his way inside the 10 to the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown! Jalen Smith puts the Cards on the board.
That was a really good cut by Jalen, and Tyler Behnke held his block as about as possible, long as possible. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's great. I was going to say Swope as well got a great block, and that time every Cardinal had somebody to block, and then Smith with a key cut at the right time and the burst to get into the end zone.
It's like a wildcat package here for two.
Ninth touchdown of the year for Jalen Smith. Cards will go for two as Smith split out, lone receiver to the right. Colin Clary in the wildcat. Clary, left side, hit, driving forward. And he looks to be short. We're waiting for the call. Still waiting.
Refs want to see where that ball is.
Two-point conversion, no good. We're tied at six, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Final 40 seconds of the half.
Kicking off for Chippewa Falls, number 12, Russell Severson.
Severson will kick off in the absence of Gavin Schiltz. He'll send this one inside the 13-yard line, cutting laterally across the field as Meixel. Meixel trying to turn the corner at the 20-yard line. He's dragged down, and that's going to be a horse collar, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's one of those football plays that the kid didn't try to do that, but that's definitely a horse collar. 15 more.
So Menominee still has a pocket full of timeouts, and now they'll start near the 40-yard line.
Be interesting to see what their philosophy is here with possessions being so limited. They know they got the last possession. You'd like to think they're going to take a couple shots here.
34 seconds left here in the opening half, six apiece.
Chi High went from 23 yards total offense to 80. 57 yards on that last drive, and just crucial to get those points before half.
And not getting a penalty on the opening play of the drive certainly helped matters. Two holding penalties kind of killed their previous drives. Ball will be spotted at the 38-yard line.
We still have that Menominee
is down.
Returner down. Hopefully it's nothing serious here.
We're going to take a quick 30-second break here on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To our coverage of Chi High football on WOGO Sports, Charlie Meixel, the senior, being helped to his feet after again being taken down, horse collar tackle, and like Mike said, certainly nothing ill intended there, but kind of that bang bang play. Flag of course came out, but Meixel being helped to the sideline, and second senior who's gone out tonight for Menominee after they already came into this game with 18 to 19 of their upperclassmen injured. It's been a tough season for the Mustangs with the injury bug, and we're certainly hoping for Mike Sol and for Parker Schauer that they're able to come back into
Menominee,
this game.
Menominee, first and 10 at the 38.
So first and 10, Menominee from their own 38-yard line. Still three timeouts left. Game is tied at six apiece. Menominee will receive the second half kickoff. Howard clapping for the ball. They'll go jet sweep right side. Hediger and Charette very quickly in there to make the stop.
Really nice job.
Also there.
And that jet sweep's a lot less effective when there's only three down linemen and you're kind of playing off the ball.
Stall the runner, stop by number
timeout taken.
44,
we're back in 60 seconds. Timeout,
Menominee.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Back to Williams Stadium here in Menominee. Caleb Allen and Mike on WOGO Sports. Howard again going jet sweep right side again. Well strung out by Chi High. Musser in the area.
Stall the runner.
Zenner
up to the
again.
42.
On the stop as well.
I think Manali's
up to 22.
Oh, they got a
He's going to take one final timeout with 9 seconds left. So we'll just take a 30-second break here. We'll take a 30-second break and set up third down for Menominee when we come back in half a minute on Wilco Sports.
I'm Luke Lucier.
And I'm Dana Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are honored to serve our Chippewa Falls community.
In life's hardest times, we are there for you and your family. No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we know that every life is unique.
Which is why we create a personalized service to honor their legacy.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Learn more at PetersonVolker.com.
That's PetersonVolker.com.
On WOGO Sports as Menominee elects just to let the clock wind down. A competitive first half. Menominee 6, Chi-Hi 6. And Mike Thompson, real quick before we go to break here, your thoughts on that first half? Mike may have already shut his mic off too, so we'll get thoughts from Alan in just a few moments. But again, competitive first half in a nutshell here, 6-6, low scoring, hard fought, physical game, and just kind of what you would expect for a regular season finale after both teams have gone through the gauntlet of the Big Rivers.
Yeah, absolutely. Fortunately, Chi-Hi was able to get some momentum, get their offense rolling that last drive, their fourth possession of the first half, and it shows you the potential of what they can do in the second half. Obviously, Menominee is going to go and try to game plan and see what they can take away, but I think that gives Chi-Hi some momentum, a little bit of encouragement as they are going to come out of the second half. And yeah, Menominee's going to get the ball first, but hey, we've shown what we can do, and I think they're going to feel confident about scoring the football more often. I had Menominee down for 137 yards of offense and Chi-Hi just 80, but on the scoreboard, 6-6.
And that's all that matters. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Halftime stats, analysis, and highlights coming up at the break. It's Chippewa Falls 6, Menominee 6. We're back in 3 on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi-Hi Athletics. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com for audio. You can watch live streaming video via the WOGO Radio Facebook page, or just hit subscribe on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel so you never miss a Chi High or McDonald broadcast. Quick look ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar as we traverse into the fall playoffs. Again, calendar updated at WOGO.com. What we know so far, again, pending the outcome of this game and maybe some other things going on throughout the state, Chi High could be playing next Friday night in the playoffs, but that, of course, they need a win here tonight, and then we'll see how the chips fall tomorrow morning. But we do know that McDonald is in the playoffs in eight-player action. That actually starts at 1 p.m. all across the state. Shotgun start on a Saturday afternoon at 1, so back at DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. I'll be keeping the seat warm for Halvo, and so I'll be filling in to broadcast with Seth Smisky and Grant Smisky tomorrow. Matinee Max Football, 12:35 p.m. The two seed hosting New Auburn, the seven seed. And so that is going to be, again, 1 p.m. kick, 12:35 start here on WOGO Sports live streaming video, of course, on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on the radio as well. And looking ahead to playoff volleyball as well. A four seed for Chi High, a number one seed for McDonald. Chi High, of course, in Division One, McDonald in Division Four. Lady Max, 40-plus wins on the season, just won the crossover championship as well as the Western Clover Belt Conference championship. So Lady Max and Chi High, thanks to our wonderful sponsors, we will be video streaming them simultaneously starting on Thursday the 23rd, so a week from yesterday, and that will be a 6:35 planned start for Chi High and McDonald live video streaming of volleyball in the playoffs regional semifinal coming up on Thursday night. And Chi High will be hosting Wausau West in Chippewa Falls, and McDonald right across the street. We'll be hosting the winner of Loyal and Thorpe. Now back to football here. Alan Dunham, 6-6 game. Again, as we mentioned, as the second quarter closed, kind of what you'd expect. Low scoring, hard fought, physical. What jumps out at you from the first half that Chi High can use to springboard into the third quarter?
Well, I think one of the things that didn't materialize at all in the first half, but we think it could be something in the second half, is the passing game. Now, Weiler was just 0-for-2 with an interception, so it makes it seem like, hey, why would you even think about throwing the football? But we saw those one-on-one matchups, and Kessner last week just absolutely came on the scene in a major way, having a huge game, and so we know that connection is out there as a possibility. And of course, we know that Smith, anytime he gets the ball in his hands, it's electric, and there's a chance for a touchdown there. So I do think that's something that they might have to get on track if they're going to have some more success in the second half.
What jumps out at you from a statistics perspective? You mentioned Chi High under 100 yards of offense, got most of those on their final drive, but that was a scoring drive, and that's why we're tied.
Yeah, I think, you know, Menominee had several trips down into the red zone, only got the one touchdown, so I think that's a big thing for the defense to get those stops that they did, because this game could have gotten out of hand a little bit early, but for those big stops by the Chi High defense. So this is really what you expected all year, is to have that complimentary football, and we've seen it a few times, especially out in Everest. I think that was the best, you know, game that both sides played, but you're seeing it here. Really good job by the defense, holding Menominee just one score, and then us, of course, getting the score ourselves. So we're excited about that.
We'll take a three-minute break. Be back after this on WOGO Sports. Chi High and Menominee tied at 6. We're back in 3 with your halftime highlights on WOGO Sports.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald's athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls, rather in Menominee, for Chippewa Falls and the Mustangs. Before we get you to the highlights from the first half for the Cards, a couple scores we know about. Eau Claire North, former Big Rivers Conference team, leading Wisconsin Rapids 21-0 at the break. Chad Holmes on Twitter at last check, Wausau West trailing River Falls 14-7. And a tight one out in Hudson for a share of the Big Rivers Conference title. The Raiders, the home team, 7-1. Rice Lake, 7-1. And Hudson leading the Warriors 14-6 at the break. Our score is tied at 6 apiece. Let's hear the first half highlights, how it sounded on WOGO Sports. And Aaron Howard, the junior, under center. They converted 1 fourth down, had an incomplete pass on their second attempt that stalled their first drive deep in the red zone. No score, 10-11 to go before halftime. Power eye formation. Howard back to pass. He's rolling out to his right. Heavy pursuit. Howard being chased from behind, and he's sacked back in the 30-yard line.
That's King.
What a play.
Noah King, king of both sides of the ball in the trenches.
I tell you what, he came from the left side of the formation all the way across. The quarterback was rolling out to the right. Great pursuit by him.
Seconds remaining on the clock in the first half. Caleb Swenson along with Alan Dunham and Mike Thompson. Wogo Sports broadcast team. One timeout remaining for Coach Chuck Rakovich of the Cards. 50 seconds to play, 3rd and 8. From inside the 15-yard line. Still double wing, double tight for the Cards. And in motion, that's Smith. Smith picks his way inside the 10 to the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown! Jalen Smith puts the Cards on the board.
That was a really good cut by Jalen, and Tyler Benke held his block as about as possible, long as possible. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's great. I was going to say Swope as well got a great block, and that time every Cardinal had somebody to block, and then Smith with a key cut at the right time. And
that's how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports. Second half begins in 2.5 minutes. It's Chi High Menominee tied at 6. Back after this on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard to reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to Wurzgalla.com.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back in session, but that doesn't mean the fun has to stop. Have a spooktacular fall at Metropolis Resort with some fantastic specials, themed activities, and more. We promise there's no tricks this fall, just treats at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Visit metropolisresort.com for more information.
Metropolis Resort.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Dominique, the home team, to receive the second half kickoff as we begin the third here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Audio streaming and podcast, live video streaming, free video broadcast, WOGO Sports YouTube channel. That's WOGO Sports on YouTube. Get closer to that 1,000 subscriber mark. Love to have you subscribe. And at some point, I got to pull out some prizes if we do get to 1,000 subscribers. I don't know, Culver's maybe.
Hey, it is so nice to be here, UW Stout. It's great to be in a very nice press box. The only thing, we haven't seen the hot dog cart come by yet, but this is nice. What a great field, great facility, great night, Friday Night Football.
Thank you to Eric Johnson as well from UW Stout. Just very, very gracious host whenever we cover usually a McDonald basketball tournament, Northwest Tip-Off Classic. They do such a great job. Plan to go back to that in December here at UW Stout, but also welcoming us into Williams Stadium. So just want to give a shout-out to Eric Johnson from the UW Stout staff.
I was watching Aaron Kinez out there just before halftime talking to his running backs, and just imagining what he might be saying to them, because they were so close to breaking a few that first half, and maybe he's telling them, hey, just be patient, keep churning, you're going to get a chance to break a big one.
The run-up and the kick fielded on a roll at the 13-yard line. Straight ahead, 20, 25, and up to maybe the 27-yard line. That looked to be number 99, Deegan McGinnis.
Yeah, that was Deegan making his way down, avoiding getting blocked, wrapped him up. He's been a really good player on special teams for us.
We've seen Deegan come in sometimes late in the game and run the ball as well, too. Good athlete as a sophomore. Six apiece here between Chi High and Menominee. The Cards, of course, need the win here tonight. A little help to get into the tournament. Menominee might have a little more wiggle room in Division III, but still very key on both sides.
to get a win here in the regular season finale. Power eye formation. Looks like Menominee maybe started a little bit early. Give off the right side. What a big hit by Drew Musser. He went face-to-face with Max Erickson, the 225-pounder, and dropped him to a knee.
Yep, and this is what Mike Thompson was talking about first half. They line up with a strength the left side, but then they run it to the short side, and Drew Musser had a big man coming out to block him. He got off the block and drove into the ball carrier.
He's given up 45 pounds. Just stuck his nose in there. No gain on the play. Again, the power eye.
Well, that ball's loose.
Is on the ground. King's on it. Chi-Hi has been the 21-yard line.
Noah King, baby.
Oh. Noah King, his second huge defensive play, and the turnover train is chugging again for the Cards.
You know, I was thinking on halftime that King might be our defensive player of the game.
He might be our Kelm Lofgren defensive player
of
the game.
And there's a big play right there. I don't see who knocked that ball loose, but
it looked like a kind of a bad handoff there. I don't know if that fullback ever got it.
Here we get the turnover in the red zone, or near just outside the red zone, 21-yard line.
11-16 to play in the third quarter, and the Cards a golden opportunity here. Game tied at 6. Ball in the 21 of Menominee. Flip left side. That's Banky. Banky picking his way through traffic. And Banky strung out and knocked back. They'll actually mark it at the 19-yard line. Gain of a couple.
Stop by Bailey Casey.
Casey on the stop. Bailey Casey, a senior defensive back, 5'8", 155 pounds. Second and 8. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Second and 8. Talon Schiltz out there. Weiler, give right up the middle to Zenner, and Zenner, the fullback, the senior, powers his way within 2 yards of the stick, gain of 6.
Those are some of our best plays, where Zenner up the middle, and then when we're mixing it up and hitting that edge, and that's tough for the defense when you can go middle and then you can go out to the edge. It makes it really hard for those linebackers to anticipate.
Banky comes back in. Third and 2, Chi-High. Hoping to take advantage of a turnover early here in the second half. Double wing, double tight ball on the far hash. Banky gets the call with Weiler as a lead blocker. Banky inside the 5-yard line, twisting down to the 3.
Carson Parker had an excellent kickout block, and I think he went and picked up a second guy. He was looking for a couple big blocks there. Nice job.
Carson Parker going to Minnesota State University. And Noah King, Carson Parker, they've led the way on that offensive line. 14 combined D2 offers. First and goal from the 3 for Chi-High, trying to break this 6-6 tie. Weiler, pitch left side. That's Talon Schiltz. Schiltz trying to use the speed to turn the corner at the 5, diving toward the pylon. He is out at the 2.
Schiltz, the runner down to 1.
A lot of work for a gain of maybe a yard and a half or 2, depending on the spot of this.
Well, he almost did that. The play wasn't blocked exceptionally well, but with his speed, he was able to get there. The field was about 3 yards longer.
Talon's definitely most comfortable running on the perimeter because he's got speed. If we get him in open field, he's gone.
See if Zenner gets a call here. Second and goal from the 1. Weiler under center. Banky in motion. Give to Zenner. Zenner picking his way at the goal line, trying to stretch. He gets down inside the 1-yard line, but it's 3rd and goal.
Nice job. Go right back to that play. And then back.
Yeah, maybe a nice job by Menominee. They're a tough defense. They make you earn every yard of it.
3rd and a foot for Chi-High. Weiler, the keeper, straight ahead into the end zone. The senior touchdown, and Chi-High takes their first lead of the night. With 8:58 to go in the third, it is 12-6 Chippewa Falls.
Hey, great job by the offensive line. You know, kind of the low man wins, and they showed their strength and their power, pushing that Mustang defense back. And Weiler, nice job getting in there.
Getting a turnover and points off a turnover for us, it's been an Achilles heel for us on offense. And, of course, it's really nice to get that in the second half here start.
Colin Clary out there in the Wildcat. He does have Jalen Smith split out in the slot to the right. Cleary, the senior, following blocking left side. He's got a lane into the end zone. Two-point conversion's good. It's 14-6 Chippewa Falls. We're back in 60 seconds. You're watching and listening to Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Chi-High takes full advantage of the Menominee turnover. 14-6, the visitors. Here in the regular season finale at Williams Stadium in Menominee. Run up and the kick. Line drive bouncer fielded at the 25-yard line. Up to the 30, 31, 33, maybe the 34-yard line. The up back for the Mustangs will give Menominee pretty good starting field position after their first drive.
And Gus Karani in the bottom of that pile. Isaiah Hermans, I believe, coming off the bottom of that pile on special teams.
I get a lot of hats flowing to the football on defense and on special teams. China has done a pretty good job of that here tonight, especially when the defense has been put some short fields. Two receivers left, two receivers tight slot to the right. Man in motion left to right, jet sweep. Right side, across the 40-yard line up to the 41. Looks to be Oliver Lugo, who has the lone touchdown on the night.
Lugo, the ball carrier.
For the Mustangs.
Yeah, that's kind of mixed play when they're not doing the power run. They're trying to hit those edges on the jet sweep.
Six, second and four.
Keeps the linebackers honest.
It's constant action at Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your stay today. Metropolis Resort in Action City, metropolisresort.com. Gain of six, so second and four. Three receivers, one left, twins right. Delayed give left side. Fighting his way is Luke Pember. Pember gets maybe a couple. Third and two coming up. Caleb Swenson, Allen Dunham, Mike Thompson, your WOGO Sports broadcast team. Sam Averly, our faithful video operator. Just to our right here in the booth at UW Stout, back at the home base in Halley, our audio producer tonight is Colin Nichols, Chi-High alum.
Landon Barrier there, the first to the football, slowing him up.
Third and two, Menominee. Trailing your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 14-6. Ball at the 43-yard line. Man in motion right to left. Ball's on the ground and just having to keep it, get what he can, and running into the arms of Karani is Howard. And Karani bear hugs him and drags him back.
Yeah, I think a 94 swoop coming up. That edge. He's like, there's a fullback, there's a running quarterback at the mesh point. He's like, I'm just going to tackle both these guys. Wow, what a play. What an emergence as a defensive force.
That play was actually blocked relatively well. It's supposed to be a counter with the QB coming back. The mesh point kind of messed it all up in the timing of it, too.
Menominee on fourth and four right now is showing that they're going for it as they run players off the field.
He'll step back and punt on this
Howard
film.
A quick kick. Maybe trying to get Chi-High to jump.
Yep, he's going to step back and punt it.
A quick kick high into the air. Cards don't have anyone back to receive, but it will take a little bit of a Chi-High hop at the 31.
Howard punt down to the 32.
So two straight stops to start the third quarter for the Chi-High D. One a turnover, and they took full advantage of that, getting 8 points off it. Now leading 14-6. A huge opportunity here for the Chi High offense. And we can hear on that sideline, Mike Thompson, there's some energy now.
Oh, yeah. That's back-to-back stops for the defense, giving it to the ball, and they're trying to pump up the offense right now.
Keep on the field. Let's go. All night. Let's go.
8-point lead for the visiting Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Trying to keep their playoff hopes alive here. Receivers left and right. Kessner jet sweep motion. They'll fake it to Kessner. Give right up the middle. Plowing up to the 38-yard line is Tyler Banky.
Banky, the ball carrier. Stopped by Shepard.
Shepard on the stop for the Mustangs. Banky's worked hard tonight and just waiting for Tyler to break one.
That's a really nice play when you get 5 yards on first down like that. And he did a good job picking and finding his way.
Second and four, so they'll give him six on the scoreboard here. Two wing backs and a fullback. Weiler under center. Banky gets the call right side. Banky picking his way for a first down, it would seem. Yes, he's got it by a yard up to the 44-yard line.
That's a really good job at a point of attack by the right side. Thompson, Smoke, Westaby pushing him down. Talon Shields got a good seal block on the edge, too.
Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. For the third time in a row, it's Banky. Banky, right side, pushing toward midfield. He will cross into plus territory. Gain of close to six on first down, maybe even seven.
At the beginning of the season, you felt like the strength of this team is the offensive line. You haven't seen it in its full force in terms of a lot of consistency, but certainly in moments you've seen this line really exert itself, and here we've seen it right now getting a good push in every single play.
Second and three from the Menominee 49. Double wing, double tight behind Weiler. Weiler gives to Zenner. Zenner right up the middle, looking for three, got two and a half maybe, depending on the spot from the side judge on the near side. They might give him enough.
Yeah, one ref was killing the clock, and the other one said, I got it. So I think he got waved off on it. So
third and a couple feet, maybe.
Let's see if Smith gets a carry.
Four and a half to go in the third quarter. Chi High leading 14-6. Third and very short here. Weiler keeps it himself, straight ahead, just like on the touchdown run. Weiler gets two, and he needed 2 feet. That will stop the clock temporarily at 4:24 as the Cards will keep the drive rolling. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com.
That's a nice call. We haven't seen music quarterback sneak a lot, but get that yard, get that first down, get new chains.
First and 10. Talon Schiltz. Schiltz trying to burst through on the left side of the line. The hole closes, but Schiltz able to get positive yards. Gain of about three down to the 41.
Schiltz, the ball carrier.
That was good job by Talon hitting that hole where it's supposed to be. He knew he was going to get contact, covered up the ball, and got as much as he could.
Marking a little closer to the 42. Don't forget, coming up in our post-class post-game show, we'll name our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by attorney Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, attorney Kerry Kelm, 715-210-8699. Second and eight after the gain of two. Banky in motion. Banky gets a jet sweep, and Banky cutting it outside the numbers, 40 to the 35, and inside the 30-yard line, I believe he stepped out, gets a first down. All the way to the 29, gain of 13.
Banky with the run for first down, pushed out of bounds.
So there's the chess match with the double wing.
First and 10.
Kind of pound you in the inside, and then somebody like Banky can stretch that out and use his speed to get to the perimeter. Nice play call.
Yeah, really nice job. That's more of a jet sweep action from that wing back spot. And as you said, he's getting to that edge before defense has a chance to respond. And Luke Thompson with a nice block on the outside.
Kessner, single coverage to the left. Jalen Smith to the right. Smith in jet motion. Give right up the middle. That's Banky, and Banky inside the 25-yard line down to the 23. Another strong carry.
offense is doing a good job of giving Jalen Smith a breather every once in a while, and they trade him with Talon Schultz, who's got just as good a speed as him. So Jalen's playing both sides of the ball. They're trying to get him a breather when they can.
Benke a little slow getting up there, but popped back up and back in the huddle. Second and four after the gain of six. Tyler Benke, the junior, has been a workhorse on this drive. Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Cardinals lead 14-6 here on the road at Menominee. Banky in motion left to right. Give to Zender. Zender right up the middle. Pounds forward for a first down. Then he's turned back at the 12-yard line. But a gain of nine. Cards winning that line of scrimmage battle in the second half.
Yeah, that was a really nice job. As said, we've been going to the left, to the right, and then this time we hit him up the middle. Coach Bold did a nice job mixing up those play calls, and good job by the line to make a crease and center run so hard.
That Cardinal first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. 2:15 to go. Toss play to Jalen Smith. Smith hit at the line, falls forward for maybe a yard. Down to the 16.
Yeah, that time they did not get that edge sealed. That defensive end was able to get a hit on Smith right away.
Rice Lake and Hudson now tied at 14 with 10 minutes left in the game. Again, that for a share of the Big Rivers Conference title. Assuming that River Falls is able to hold on and defeat Wausau West. That was just a 7-point game at last check. Second and nine. Toss to Talon Schultz. Schultz right side. Puts his foot in the ground inside the 10-yard line. Good lead block out there from Evan Weiler. And Schultz inside the 10 down to the 9 for a gain of 6 on first down.
You see a lot of Menominee guys huffing and puffing. They're very tired. I think they cycled in a couple guys. But this is the time for Double Wing to take over. I don't think we need to get cute. Just run right hard at it.
Menominee plays a lot of guys both ways, especially because of the injuries they sustained here this season. So the Cards can continue to march here. Third and two from inside the 10-yard line. Again, Schultz with the call.
Nice cut.
Schultz darts forward to the end zone. Touchdown. Oh, he stopped and started. Cut on a dime. And Talon Schultz makes it 20-6. Chippewa Falls.
Number seven for the 7-yard TD. Beautiful job. We talked about this all night, making the right decision on the cut. And when he decided to go north-south, he was able to get into the end zone. Nice job. Nice run. Well blocked.
Your Rhino being called out on the Chi High sideline.
Yeah. Rhino is there. Let's go Wildcat. Let's go right at you, and let's see if we can get 2 yards.
And you feel pretty confident in that with Colin Clary.
They did put the ball in the right hash.
So Clary walks them to the line. Jalen Smith slot out to the right. Now we'll have a flag on the play as the Cards.
Yeah, we moved.
Moving early, and we'll see. Jalen Smith is actually pointing the other way.
Oh, flag's called on Menominee.
And Smith had it right.
Always trust Jalen.
Come on! Senior knows what's up. So now inside the 2-yard line, same formation. Colin Clary, the senior. Clary, left side, runs hard, puts the shoulder down. 2-point conversion good. It's 22-6. Chippewa Falls. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Now leading And it's been a commanding third quarter for the Cards. Talon Schiltz, the latest touchdown run. Colin Clary, another two-point conversion run. Kick bounces off of Menominee up back and fielded on a bounce at the 27-yard line. That just caromed right off the face mask.
That squib kick's been pretty effective. Not only gives the kick team time to get down there, but also can take some unpredictable bounces.
I think that was number 9 for Menominee, followed on that ball. That's a pretty big heads-up play, because if he tries to do too much with that, that's going to be tough to return.
Menominee's first possession, they turned it over. Second possession, a three and out, and a punt. Now their third possession already, they have less than 10 yards this quarter.
So a 9-yard touchdown run by Talon Schiltz. And a two-point conversion run makes it 22-6. But still time left in this game with 56 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Howard keeps it himself right up the middle. Howard is met at the 33-yard line, and a wall of white jerseys drags him down.
There's your chess match once again. With that formation and that jet motion, you know, your outside backers and inside backers take that step that way. QB keeps it. That's a tough play to defend.
Caleb Swenson, Allen Dunham, Mike Thompson with you here at Williams Stadium, campus of UW Stout, BRC and regular season finale. Hand off left side. Into the line, pounding forward within a yard of the first down is the big fullback Luke Pember.
Pember,
the captains for Coach Mike Sins.
Stop by Jenner.
It's a 75 Parker Shower. He's limping out there, but he's giving everything he's got.
And good for him to be back out there, the senior for Menominee here in their senior night, as he was banged up earlier in the game. Final play, probably. Give to Pember again. Final play of the third quarter, I should say. And Pember twisting his way near midfield.
Pember, the
clock will stop temporarily at 5 seconds, but that should take us to the end of the third quarter. After three, we move to the final frame. It's Chippewa Falls 22, Menominee 6. 16 unanswered points in the third quarter for Chi High. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
I'm Luke Lucier.
And I'm Dana Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are honored to serve our Chippewa Falls community.
In life's hardest times, we are there for you and your family. No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we know that every life is unique,
which is why we create a personalized service to honor their legacy.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Learn more at PetersonVolker.com.
That's PetersonVolker.com.
Williams Stadium in Menominee. First and 10, the Mustangs, after being shut out in the third quarter by your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Menominee at midfield. Their first down. Right side, no running room there for Menominee. Maybe even a loss of a couple on the play. Good penetration up front as Howard kept it himself.
Lost two on the play.
Lost two in doing so.
I didn't see who got back there initially, but that was
second
a snap
and
that was at the ground again and threw off the timing. Good penetration by Chai defense.
Second and 12. Howard claps for the ball. Back to pass, Howard. Rainbows deep down the middle of the field. Double coverage picked up in the air. I should say tipped up by Owen Hediger. And good one-on-one battle that time between Liam Asher and Owen Hediger. Also in the area was Carter Johnson.
Yeah, Hediger did a really good job of catching up. It wasn't the greatest technique. He got spun around a little bit, but that ball hung up just in time. Did a good job of batting it down and not trying to pick it off.
Now a third and 12 for Menominee.
Let's go, team!
No, you're absolutely right. That receiver was open initially, and fortunately that the ball had to travel a long time in the air, and it gave the defender a chance to catch up and to get hands on the ball and tip it away.
This is classic Menominee screen time.
Howard the junior. From the gun, man in motion right to left on the jet look. Give right side and just plant it into the ground. Nowhere to go for Renner Stahl.
Eisenberger's all pumped up. That was a great play by him. I want to say, he'll just swoop there.
Here we go again. You know, Pember was running really hard. He got two first downs, and then they went completely away from that.
Fourth and 13.
I put this on film again. They step back and punt after they fake one.
Another quick kick. This time, Jalen Smith is back in the area, but he'll stay away from it. Johnson will as well, and Chai High will take over at the 23-yard line.
Down to the 23-yard line where the Cardinals.
All right, this is where you hope all the weights and the conditioning and all the tough practices will pay off, because a nice 10-minute drive right about now, taking it all the way down for a score, would be in order.
Hey, can't say enough about Coach Berger and that defense getting another stop, a big stop, where Menominee, you know, they just need to be thinking about scoring the football here, and you're up two scores, and to be able to, you know, get a stop again and get the ball back. You're right, now's a chance for that offensive line to continue to exert their power that they've shown these last couple series.
First and 10, the Cards. Jalen Smith gets a toss left side. He'll put his foot in the ground, pick his way to the 28, 29-yard line. Good carry on first down. Hudson and Rice Lake locked in the battle again for presumably a share of the Big Rivers Conference title. Grant Boholke of Rice Lake just a 28-yard touchdown pass moments ago to senior Will Swenson to put the Warriors on top. Figure that one's probably going down to the wire. We'll keep you updated on that at the River Falls Wausau West game. Second and 10 becomes second and four. Excuse me, first and 10 becomes second and four for the Cards. 22-6. Chippewa Falls with the lead, looking for more. Pitch on the right side, that's Banky. Banky turning the corner, he's shoved into the sideline at the 35-yard line, but gets the first down with 2 yards to spare. And Tyler Banky, guys, has been running well here in the second half.
Yeah. Tyler read that play. I mean, he was forced outside. He's got enough athleticism and speed to get to the perimeter. But, yeah, he's probably racking up the carries tonight. He's getting a little bit of a breather here, but what a tough kid.
And great use of that stiff arm to get those last couple yards to get a first down. I've got him for second half carries, 2, 10, 5, 5, 6, 6, 6. Breaking out some nice chunks of yardage every time he's touching the football.
You might see Evan Weiler looking at the back judge to see if we can squeeze off more seconds off this clock.
Right now the clock at 9:47.
If he raises his hand, that's 10 seconds left. He chops the last five.
Weiler under center. Flip to Jalen Smith. Smith trying to follow his block, and he's taken down from behind. Really nice play in the backfield. I think that was Bailey Casey, the senior, who came from behind the play.
Yeah, if you don't get that seal on the back side, sometimes that defensive end can crash down and catch from behind. And especially with Smith, who has good speed, but he's also really patient, letting his lineman get set up, and there just wasn't any room to run on that play.
Cards behind the sticks a little bit here. Again, the clock on their side, but a lot of time left to go in the fourth quarter. Over 9 minutes left, 22-6. 16 unanswered after halftime for the Cards. Second and 12, Jalen Smith in motion. Give to Zenner. Zenner breaks one tackle in the backfield, staying on his feet across the 40-yard line. How about the balance from Luke Zenner up to the 43?
Sometimes you gotta just beat one person, and he shed a tackle. He got some tough yards. Luke Zenner. Well done.
That could have been no gain. And instead, Zenner turns it into a positive. And now third and three, more manageable for the Cards. Gunnar Herman brings them back to the line. 6'6", 300-pound junior center. Third and three. Weiler under center. Jalen Smith, crisscross, look out, Talon Schilt to the 50-yard line, turning the corner, 45-40, goodbye, so long, Talon Schilt.
Wow.
57 yards to the house.
In for the touchdown.
There's a crisscross, and Talon took the ball and did the rest. What some speed, man. That's some speed.
Oh, my goodness.
That play all started to the left side, then all of a sudden that extra handoff, it's coming back to the right side, and it didn't take him long to get around that defensive end, and there was nobody after that.
We may have our Maurer Sperry Insurance highlight of the night. 28-6, Chippewa Falls. All of these points unanswered. 28 straight and counting for the Cards. After falling behind 6-0. Cards may have to spend a timeout here. They will. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Falls. Colin Cleary out there in the Wildcat. Cleary hesitates, straight forward, bursts into the end zone. Three straight two-point conversions. It is 30-6. Chippewa Falls, 30 unanswered for the Cards. We'll step out. We're back in 1 minute. 8:08 to go. Fourth quarter in Menominee. The Cards rolling.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
.com 8:08 to go in the game. Russell Severson, the sophomore, has it on the tee at the 40-yard line. Chi High leading by three scores. Another squib kick. Fielded, taken up to the 35-yard line by Menominee. And that's where the Mustangs will start with some work to do with 8:04 to go. And really, guys,
turn around the kickoff.
It's been since late in the second quarter that this game has just flipped. And it started with that drive for Chi High. I don't know what, Alan, was it 57 yards? But just finally kind of breaking out of a funk. And since then, they've really never looked back.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Chi High, they have close splits. And with a double wing, double tight, they're really packed in. So the defense, generally speaking, is right around the line of scrimmage. Very close, and so when you get to the edge, there's a good chance you can really break one. Great play call by Chi High offensive. That was Coach Bull. Great timing for it.
At last check, Hudson had pulled back within two of Rice Lake, 22-20 in that game. The Raiders vying for a conference title, as are the Warriors. Give off the left side, up to the 40-yard line, maybe the 44, actually, on the carry for Renner Stahl, who's run the ball very effectively here tonight.
Pushed out of bounds by
at halftime, River Falls having no trouble with Wausau West. 35-7. Thanks to Chad Holmes for that on Twitter. So I would presume to be River Falls.
then the winner of Rice Lake and Hudson sharing the conference title.
The longest play I had before that 57-yarder was a 13-yard run. Zero completed passes so far this game, but the run game's been so strong.
Howard, give on the jet sweep right side. That's Lugo. Lugo turned back as he crosses midfield.
Lugo all across his way
to the 49. Menominee again needs to move fairly quickly here.
First and 10, Menominee.
Well, Mike, maybe Talon will apologize for scoring so fast. I know we wanted a longer drive on that, but
we were watching it on the video down on the sideline, and he was talking about how that's a 200-yard sprint curve on a track. He was pretty impressed with himself at that one.
Nice.
I think we were impressed, too. You see Menominee trying to get to the perimeter. Number one, they can get out of bounds, but number two, they can be athletic in space with these last couple plays.
Four wide, split evenly left and right for Aaron Howard, the junior. Claps, calls for the ball. Howard back to pass. Clean pocket, rainbows left side. He's got a man open over the shoulder catch inside the 30-yard line. Ball just dropped inside the coverage. And Luke Pember makes that catch. What a beautiful ball there from Aaron Howard. And the clock stops at 7:15 to go. A little life here for Menominee. Trailing 30-6. Still a lot of time left on this game clock at Williams Stadium. 7:07 and counting. Mustangs hustle back to the line. Howard sends a man in motion. Jet sweep right side. Inside the 20-yard line. Flag flies at the 18. We'll wait for the call as Lugo takes it into the red zone.
Are they going to call targeting there?
It was a helmet-to-helmet smack, but,
you could hear it way up
here.
Oh,
it's a hold. It's a hold against Menominee is the call.
I was going to mention that. That's a tough play for any linebacker that's closing. I think it was Zenner closing. Those contacts are going to happen, but, yeah, you definitely want to stay off the head.
We'll start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK, only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. Free consultations, EauClaireLASIK.com. That's EauClaireLASIK.com. Under 7 minutes to go. Howard, under pressure, he's hit, and he is sacked, pulled down. Back at the 35-yard line, Josiah Eisenberger.
Yeah, he bull rushed from his defensive tackle position. I think the quarterback saw 68 King coming around the edge and pivoted and went right into the arms of 55.
Boy, how fun is that? You drop back into a pass, and just immediately there was pressure on the quarterback. No chance to get that ball off.
Four wide on 2nd and 22 for Aaron Howard, the junior. Howard back to pass. Immediate heavy pressure, and he's just going to fling it into the dirt at the 40-yard line. I think they'll say that Pember was in the area.
Yep.
Dave Check, who I believe was going to be watching multiple screens, including our WOGO Sports Live video stream, but keeping up on other games, says got to keep it up here. He says shaping up to be real close. Marshfield is actually beating Stevens Point. Don't know for sure if that will hold up, but Kakana is up by 7. So Dave Check, our... I don't know, what'd you call it, the control room? The war room, maybe?
There was that screen attempt, but great job by Chaihai to sniff it out.
Whistles blow and flags fly as Menominee on 3rd and 22. Maybe backed up 5 more. They will be. They get 3rd and 27.
So when they connected on that long pass play down the Menominee sideline, I believe it was jet motion towards that. They had a post on the outside and then the wheel route on the inside. Right now, Chase Frederick is playing at that safety position. He should be able to cover that. And he can.
3rd and 27 for Menominee. After the big pass play, they've gone straight backward. Lugo in motion right to left. Howard keeps it himself. He's hauled down at the 35-yard line. 4th and long for Menominee. They need to get inside the 15, down to the 13. For a first down.
That was a read by the quarterback, and he faked the jet sweep action to Oliver, and Noah King made the hit on that just in case he had the ball.
You're dead on. He's making a play for our Kelm Law Firm defensive player of the game as Menominee has a player down.
Yeah, that's Lugo.
Again.
Yeah.
That is Lugo.
He got hit by King on that, and he's not getting back up.
We're going to take a quick 30-second break here. Back in half a minute for the injury on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
It has been a tough night for injuries for the Menominee Mustangs. Once again, their sideline taking a knee. Player down here at the 45-yard line, and you mentioned, I believe that's Lugo down there who took the hit. He has the lone touchdown tonight for Menominee. Chi-High taking a knee on the far side as well. Coach Mike Sands again played here at Menominee, coached at Memorial, now back at his alma mater. Heard his message to his seniors read out over the loudspeaker before.
Hopefully he's all right. Here's a statistic for you. Chase Frederick, this past possession, has lined up at defensive tackle and safety in the secondary. That's pretty cool.
Analysis like that, insights like that, that's why we pay you the big bucks to volunteer for us, Mike Thompson.
Well, they've been going to that, I think, since about Superior. They've been using some smaller guys on the defensive line at times. To try to create some chaos there on the inside, because at times we've been undersized, not able to hold up, but now we've got the big boys down in there.
We're past the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. 5:48 and counting, fourth and 22 for Menominee. Four wide, trips right, single receiver left. Howard claps and calls for the ball. Howard, heavy pressure. He's being chased, and he's taken down and sacked.
Noah
King.
Back
at the 45-yard line. Noah King, what a beast.
You know how it is. He is enjoying this so much. He just lined up on the right defensive end spot. He breezed right by the tackle that was trying to guard him and took about four steps to get on the back of the quarterback and bring him down.
I don't know. Someone get on the horn with UMD and say, are you sure you want this guy on just one side of the ball?
What a play defensively, Noah. He had to cover a lot of ground. Believe it or not, he is a sprinter on the track team, as well as other things, but he's a sprinter on the track team at 6'8".
Just a phenomenal athlete.
But again, another stop against Menominee. And Chi-High really has been the more physical team. Against Menominee, it's always a test of the wills. Who's been in the weight room more? And this has been a really good game for Chi-High.
30 unanswered points, now 5:36 to play. Cards trying to put it away. Weiler back to pass. He rainbows deep down the left sideline. Got a man open. That's Kastner. Oh, did he get a foot down? No, he didn't.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Kastner, another circus catch.
Pass is out of bounds.
Just couldn't quite get the toe tap.
That was a little, ended up being like a back shoulder. Kastner did a good job to turn his body and get the ball, but
that was really, really good body control to turn and catch that, even to have the attempt to catch that.
News from Hudson, checking out the WJMC radio live stream. The Rice Lake Warriors are in victory formation, taking a knee, and they appear poised with under a minute left to take a 22-20 win over the Hudson Raiders and claim a share of the Big Rivers Conference title along with River Falls. Flip right side, that's Tyler Banky. Banky inside the 50-yard line down to the 49. Now, worth noting, on the Wildcats side, I think they could say going into tonight, since they beat Hudson and Rice Lake, they probably could, even though that's not the way it works, could say, hey, that title actually is ours outright. But congratulations again, presumably, to the Wildcats and Warriors, your Big Rivers Conference champions. Right now, Chi-High trying to get their first win over Menominee since 2007 here at Williams Stadium. It's a 3rd and 5. Weiler bleeding some clock, flips it to Jalen Smith left side. Following the Weiler block, and Smith very close to a first down inside the 45-yard line.
Weiler does a nice job of
Smith with the carry.
All the seconds he can off that clock. The only adjustment I wish we could make was not have your linemen somewhere stands for those last 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that threw them off the last series, actually, because it the downside of a bleed out the clock is that you get out of rhythm. And Chi-High has such a good rhythm going right now that, hey, let's just keep the boys going. They're lathered up and ready to roll.
Oh, excuse myself. It was not a first down, so fourth and a short one. Double wing, double tight. Under 4 minutes to go in the game. Give to Zenner. Zenner has the first down with room to spare. Luke Zenner. The clock stops at 3:54, and I think we could name multiple guys here in the second half. Zenner, Banky, Talon, Schiltz, who've all run the ball very effectively. Even Weiler as well, too, on a couple of QB sneaks. You just have multiple weapons hurting Menominee right now from the backfield. And Jalen Smith, of course, such a dynamic player. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Chi-High leading by 24 with 3.5 minutes to play here on the road at Menominee, looking for a second straight year with a dominant victory over their rivals, the Mustangs. Zenner this time is hauled down by an ankle as he tried to cross the line of scrimmage.
Zenner.
Coming up after the game will be our post-glass post-game show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service and affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com.
Jalen Smith is down here telling Coach, let's pass. He wants to make a play.
Under 3 minutes to go in the fourth. 24-point lead for Chi-High. They've ripped off 30 straight points since falling behind 6-0.
There you go. See the linemen standing up. They're not getting in their stance yet. I think that's a good adjustment.
Double wing, double tight. Weiler, flip right side. That's Talon Schiltz. Does he have a third touchdown?
Nice block.
He does. Look out. Talon Schiltz to the house again, this time from 43 yards out. And it's 36-6 Chippewa Falls.
Not often you get to say it, but our quarterback, Evan Weiler, absolutely de-cleated somebody on a block.
Weiler does a good job not only commanding the huddle, commanding the offense, getting everybody set, but yes, he seems like he enjoys getting out to lead those run plays. Back-to-back, big touchdown runs for Talon Schiltz, 57 and now 43. Those two carries are 100 yards.
Yeah, Talon's got some explosive speed there.
Now going for the PAT the old-fashioned way. Snap, spot, kick. Is no good, but Chi-High still leading by 30. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over 2 decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Royal Credit Union's 4.00% APY 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Are you saving for college, wedding, retirement, or a large purchase? Reach your savings goals faster and open a 4.00% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 9/29/25. Insured by NCUA.
Severson has it on the tee. 36 unanswered points for Chippewa Falls, rolling here in the Big Rivers and season finale at Williams Stadium in Menominee. Severson drives the right leg into this one. Another squibber picked up by Menominee. Return up to the 25-yard line with 2:23 remaining. A trifecta of touchdowns, the hat trick.
Easton Anderson on the return. Schiltz. To the 25, first and 10.
Touchdowns of 9, 57 and 43 yards. And Mike Thompson, that adds just another whole dynamic to the talent already in this Cardinals backfield.
Yeah, let's not forget, Talon started at QB. They made the move to go to Weiler, But it allowed Talon to get more carries like that. And so you think about his explosive speed on the outside with Jalen, Tyler Behnke. You get a lot of options there.
We'll have a lot of great highlights coming up in the post-class post-game show. Looking forward to that. Out on the field with Coach Chuck Rakovich.
Three touchdowns in a row. This is an impressive performance by the Sky High defense. Since the end of the second half, they've scored on every possession.
Looks like we have a timeout on the field, so we'll take just a brief 30-second break on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Back to the action here at WOGO Sports. We apologize. The game started a little more quickly than we thought, as Menominee just getting some substitutions in, presumably to have their fine senior class recognized here on senior nights. Under 2 minutes to go. 36-6, Chippewa Falls.
You know, it took Chi High a little long to get it going, right? It took them a while to get it going till late in the second quarter, but they have not let the foot off the gas since.
Both teams are going to end this night at 4-5, but the Cardinals certainly hoping that their season continues with this dominant win. 90 seconds to play. And several new players in on both sides. Quarterback now for Menominee is Max Jaeger. He's a 6-foot junior. .115 and counting to go before our post-class post-game show. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank.
I live pretty close to the high school, and I heard a lot of hooping, just a lot of excitement. And I went over, and the boys were out there practicing last night, really having a good time, a lot of relays, having fun out there. And coaches really had them ready to play this week.
45 seconds left. And off right side up to the 30-yard line. And, Mike, this one is just, again, a rivalry game, and regardless of how it impacts your postseason implications, when you can end your season, or at least the regular season portion of it, beating Menominee, you feel pretty good as a senior class.
Play that one!
18 seconds left. And Chi High fell behind in the first half, 6-0. And since then, it has been all cards, 36 straight points. Looks to be the final play of the game if Menominee gets this one off. Toss play left side, hit in the backfield, and a big tackle for a loss. That looked to be Parker Brooks who got back there and made the TFL.
And that concludes our game tonight.
And that will end it. Chi High ends their season 4-5. Menominee 4-5 as well. Your final score from Williams Stadium, Chippewa Falls 36. Menominee 6 will head to the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass, recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll chat with head coach Chuck Rakovich down on the field momentarily, back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald Athletic Programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks Pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
School's back in session, but that doesn't mean the fun has to stop. Have a spooktacular fall at Metropolis Resort with some fantastic specials, themed activities, and more. We promise there's no tricks this fall, just treats at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Visit metropolisresort.com for more information.
Metropolis Resort. Metropolisresort.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Mike Thompson down on the field with Victoria's head coach Chuck Rakovich. Mike?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Coach, won 3 of the last 4, put a bunch of points up recently, playing in a tough conference, coming over here and having it won since, 2000?
Well, it's been a while.
A long time.
A
so
this feels good.
Tell me what happened that second half, that adjustments you guys made.
No, I don't know. I don't think we made a lot of adjustments. I just think that our kids want another week of practice. They want to be together another week. And honest to God, we didn't make any changes at halftime. We just said, hey, we're doing good things. We just got to keep doing it and believe in ourselves. And look at them. And, boy, did we have a lot of Chi High kids here tonight. That's incredible. I love it.
Yeah, I love the support here. It's a short trip over. What can you say about the explosive plays from Benke and Smith and even Zenner and Schiltze? What can you say about those guys?
Well, we can say a lot about those guys, but, you know, that stuff doesn't happen unless those big guys up front make them hold. So those guys you mentioned are good backs. They're fast, but those guys up front are the ones that get the magic done.
Yeah, no doubt about that. What are your thoughts on playoffs and if the chances we get to win? I know there's a lot of things that have to happen, but what are your thoughts on playoffs if that happens?
I don't have any, Mike, because it's like the weather. You know, we can't control anything. You know, but we'll wake up tomorrow morning and watch that show, and hopefully we're in the playoffs. Hopefully we got another week of practice, but it's out of our control now.
You guys healthy if we do go into playoffs?
I believe so. I believe we are.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks, Mike.
We'll be with your team.
Yeah.
Up to you guys.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Thompson, Athletic Director, and filling in as our sideline reporter and doing a phenomenal job. And as always, we appreciate Head Coach Chuck Rakovich and his graciousness joining us here On the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We've got a lot of highlights to play back for you coming up as well. A note from Dave Check right now. He says, Stevens Point just went up one. Marshfield has 4 minutes. He says, we are currently 33. Mm-hmm. Number 33. Of course, we need to be 32 to get into the tournament. Dave Check says, we need Marshfield to come back and beat Spash or Kakana to win to move up. Marshfield will start at the 24. Again, down by a point to Stevens Point. Kakana is up by 7. So, again, back in the war room at his home, Dave Check, appreciate his involvement keeping us updated about the scenarios. But, again, Chi High, all they could control was what happened on the field here tonight, and they really just seized control of this game. Starting late going in that second quarter, Allen, but just like that turnover really turned the game last week in Hudson's favor for Chi High,
yeah.
That turnover to begin the second half really, really changed things in this game. And the Cardinals, again, we mentioned the turnover train chugging along. That was the only turnover they got, but it was a critical turnover, and we see the boys just bouncing around right now, too. This is a pumped-up football team that did everything they could to earn one more week at least of football, and I sure hope they get it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so great to come here. It's like you say, these guys don't even know about a win over here in this place. Shows you how dominant Labuda and Menominee were for a long, long time. So it feels really good to get a win here. But you talk, the turnover was huge, absolutely shifted momentum. But I want to say a talon of two halves. The first half, 1 carry, 1 yard. Second half, 120 yards and 3 TDs.
Wow.
On 7 carries.
7 carries, 3 touchdowns, and that's just, again, Talon Shields, of course, started off as the quarterback and now is at a tailback position, but he had 1 touchdown coming into this game, was averaging 6.2 yards per carry on 39 rushes, but again, that average is going to go way, way up. And a lot of those carries early on were from the quarterback position, some design, some scrambles, things like that as well, too. But going from 1 touchdown to 4 after tonight and just adding something else on tape, if you are able to get into the tournament, whoever you play in, yeah, it's going to be a high seed if they get in. But you look at what Vanky's done, what Zenner's done, what Talon Schiltz has done, what Jalen Smith has done, and you hope maybe you get Gavin Schiltz back healthy as well if things go well. They just put a lot of good things on tape to make an opponent think, whoever it may be. I think this would probably be a good time to name our Kelm Law Firm defensive player of the game, because I think we know who that is.
Yes.
Brought to you by attorney Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. And I think there's no question it has to be Noah King tonight.
Absolutely. He was king of the defensive line. He had a big fumble recovery. He had a couple big sacks. He was just when he was in, he was just a hungry man, and he could not be blocked.
This was, again, a phenomenal effort for Chi High on both sides of the ball. And we mentioned Menominee playing a lot of players on both sides, and they've been bitten by the injury bug. Well, Chi High has been doing that all throughout the season, playing players on both sides of the ball. And it tests you when you go through that gauntlet of the Big Rivers Conference and you get to week 9 here. Everybody's, again, banged up, hurting. Something doesn't feel 100%. But to put forth the effort they did on both sides with a lot of those guys playing both ways, and some playing even more both ways than they ever have. Just a huge tip of the cap to everyone on Coach Rakovich's coaching staff and on the field.
And we've got Coach Bull back. He's calling the offensive plays. And last week, we didn't win the game, but how did we, you know, hurt them offensively was the deep pass, right? This game, we don't even complete a single pass. But you got, I don't know of a team in our conference that has 4 different guys that are running the football effectively between, you know, Banky and Smith and Schiltz and Zenner up the middle. And then you do something totally different when we get to the goal line or short yardage. You bring in Clary for the Wildcat, which was really effective.
Yeah.
And so, it is hard. Every runner has a different little bit of style, a little bit something different to prepare for, and it was really effective tonight.
Coach Rako, I'm not sure if he was able to avoid the Gatorade bath that Carson Parker was leveling at him, but again, just a lot of smiles, a lot of juice, a lot of energy down on the field for Chi High here on the Post Glass Post Game Show. Again, as always, brought to you by our friends at Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Since 2007, the last time Chi High won on this field here at Williams Stadium at UW-Stout 18 years ago. Again, this year's senior class, maybe just being born the last time the Cards were able to get a win on this field. And now two straight years starting a winning streak after, again, that long, long regular season losing streak snapped last year. They had a playoff win in 2015 but hadn't beaten Menominee in the regular season since 2008 and emphatically snapped that streak last year, just crushing Menominee 35-7 at Duray, and how about 36-6 here at Williams Stadium? Good way to vault into next year's Big Rivers Conference slate and get this rivalry shifted a little bit back more in the Chippewa direction.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great showing by the boys tonight. And this is kind of what you expect in high school football, but certainly it's been something about Rako's program. These guys progressively get better every single week. And tonight, you know, between this game and maybe DC Everest, this was their finest showing, and this is when you expect to have your best games, is at the end of the season. They've got a lot of momentum going right now, and I sure hope that they get another chance to play next Friday night.
More updates from Dave Check, then we'll take a quick break here and be back with your highlights. Marshfield, he says, has a first down on the Stevens Point 30 with a minute 36 left. They are still down one. Again, Chi High needs Marshfield or Kakana to win to get in, according to Dave Check's prognostications and lots of math. Kakana, he says, is still up seven with 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. So again, those two chances for Chi High to move from 33 up to 32 and presumably, again, have their name called during that show, which airs at 10 a.m. tomorrow. On our friends at WQOW TV 18 and their website. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports, finishing up the Post Glass post game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices, postglassandmirror.com. Back in 2.5 minutes. Don't go away. We'll have those highlights for you next.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over 2 decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Royal Credit Union's 4.00% APY 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Are you saving for college, wedding, retirement, or a large purchase? Reach your savings goals faster and open a 4.00% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 9/29/25. Insured by NCUA.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald Spirit gas pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
It's time to finish up the Post Glass post game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson with you. Thanks so much to Alan Dunham and Mike Thompson for graciously giving their time for the broadcast here tonight. Our video operator, Sam Aberle, audio producer is Colin Nichols. We end our post-class post-game show as we always do with our highlights. Here's how it sounds. second half on WOGO Sports. Stuck his nose in there. No gain on the play. Again, the power eye.
Well, that ball's loose. Ball's loose.
Is on the ground. King's on it. Trey Heisman, the 21-yard line.
Noah King, baby.
Oh. Noah King, his second huge defensive play, and the turnover train is chugging again for the Cards.
You know, I was thinking.
Go right back to that play. Come back, guys.
Yeah, maybe. Nice job by Menominee. They're a tough defense. They make you earn every yard of it.
Third and a foot for Chi High. Weiler, the keeper, straight ahead into the end zone. The senior touchdown, and Chi High takes their first lead of the night. With 8:58 to go in the third, it is 12-6 Chippewa Falls.
That in the second half here start.
Colin Clary out there in the Wildcat. He does have Jalen Smith split out the slot to the right. Clary, the senior, following blocking left side. He's got a lane into the end zone. Two-point conversion's good. It's 14-6 Chippewa Falls. We're back in 60 seconds. Injuries they sustained here this season. So the Cards can continue to march here. Third and two from inside the 10-yard line. Again, Schiltz with the call.
Nice cut.
Schiltz darts forward to the end zone. Touchdown. Oh, he stopped and started. Cut on a dime. And Talon Schiltz makes it 20-6 Chippewa Falls.
Number seven for the 7-yard TD. Beautiful job. We talked about this all night, making the right decision on the cut. And when he decided to go north-south, he was able to get into the end zone. Nice job. Nice run.
Now inside the 2-yard line, same formation. Colin Clary, the senior. Clary, left side, runs hard, puts the shoulder down. 2-point conversion good. It's 22-6. Chippewa Falls, we are back. In
classic Menominee screen time.
Howard, the junior. From the gun, man in motion right to left on the jet look. Give right side and just plant it into the ground. Nowhere to go for Renner Stahl.
Eisenberger's all pumped up. That was a great play by him.
Gunnar Herman brings them back to the line. The 6'6", 300-pound junior center. Third and three. Weiler under center. Jalen Smith, crisscross, look out, Talon Schiltz with a 50-yard line, turning the corner, 45-40, goodbye, so long, Talon Schiltz.
Wow.
57 yards
number
to the house.
Schiltz in for the touchdown.
There's a crisscross, and Talon took the ball and did the rest. What some speed, man. That's some speed.
Oh, my goodness.
That play all started to the left side, then all of a sudden that extra handoff, it's coming back to the right side, and it didn't take him long to get around that defensive end, and there was nobody after that.
Under 7 minutes to go. Howard, under pressure, he's hit, and he is sacked, pulled down.
Eisenberger.
Back at the 35-yard line, Josiah Eisenberger.
Yeah, he bull rushed from his defensive tackle position. I think the quarterback saw 68 King coming around the edge and pivoted and went right into the arms of 55.
8 points here in the fourth quarter. 5:48 and counting. Fourth and 22 for Menominee. Four wide, trips right, single receiver left. Howard claps and calls for the ball. Howard, heavy pressure. He's being chased and he's taken down and sacked.
Noah
King.
Back
at the 45-yard line. Noah King, what a beast.
You know how it is. He is enjoying this so much. He just lined up on the right defensive end spot. He breezed right by the tackle that was trying to guard him and took about four steps to get on the back of the quarterback and bring him down.
Off 30 straight points since falling behind 6-0.
There you go. See the linemen standing up. They're not getting in their stance yet. I think that's a good adjustment.
Double wing, double tight. Weiler, flip right side. That's Talon Schiltz. Does
he have
a third
cut.
Touchdown?
Nice
yes,
block.
He does. Look out. Talon Schiltz to the house again, this time from 43 yards out. And it's 36-6 Chippewa Falls.
Not often you get to say it, but our quarterback, Evan Weiler, absolutely de-cleated somebody on a block.
Weiler does a good job. Not only commits.
Looks to be the final play of the game if Menominee gets this one off. Toss play left side, hit in the backfield, and a big tackle for a loss. That looked to be Parker Brooks who got back there and made the TFL.
And that concludes our game tonight.
And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports as Chi High 36 unanswered points as they crush Menominee 36-6 to win here at Williams Stadium for the first time since 2007. Updates from Dave Check, and again, he says his math should be credited to Nick Bull. So Nick Bull kind of doing some prognostications, and Dave double-checking his math, but again, thinking that Chi High needed either Stevens Point to fall or Kakana to win here tonight. And so Marshfield kicked a field goal with 13 seconds left. Kakana is now kneeling it out as well, too. So again, seems like Chi High, if the math is correct, with the win here tonight and getting a little help, may have what they need to get into the postseason. Thanks so much again to Nick Bull for doing the math and Dave Check for crunching the numbers. And Chi High, hopefully we'll see their season extended at least one more week. We'll all find out at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Tomorrow morning as well, actually tomorrow early afternoon at 12:35 p.m., we'll have eight-player football on the air here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. McDonald, the 2 seed, will host New Auburn, the 7 seed at Duray again, 12:35. Join us here on WOGO Sports. Then Thursday, simultaneous live video streams, thanks to our great sponsors making these playoff broadcasts possible. And you always can be one of those sponsors as well. Contact us through WOGO.com. But we'll have simultaneous live video streams for Chi High and McDonald playoff volleyball starting at 6:35 p.m. on Thursday evening, and hopefully some playoff football next Friday evening as well. Big thanks again to all of our WOGO Sports crew here. Dave Check back at his home in Chippewa Falls, keeping us updated here on the Post-Glass Post-Game Show. Alan Dunham and Mike Thompson so gracious with their time here tonight, making it possible for us to have a three-person crew once again, even on the road. Thank you to Colin Nichols, our audio producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley, and the man to my right, Sam Aberley, our faithful video producer, on-site camera operator as well for the WOGO Sports live video stream. I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Williams Stadium in Menominee. Once again, your final score, the Chippewa Falls Cardinals 36, the Menominee Mustangs 6. This has been Chi High Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Menominee.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Football on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolet Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.